of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know you been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me.
Buddy the Musical is coming to the Zollner Arts Center on Saturday, January 17th, for one performance only. WDIY's the media sponsor. Todd Meredith, the actor portraying Buddy Holly, is here to tell us more about the show. Before taking on the role of Buddy Holly, did you know a lot about him?
Well, I first started doing the role in 2007, and I actually didn't know a lot about him. I was familiar with songs that I heard on oldie stations growing up, like That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue and Every Day. I was also familiar with the song Words of Love because I was a big Beatles fan and they had covered that one on one of their albums. But yeah, I couldn't put a face to the name when I had first started doing the role. I had to do a lot of research to kind of get familiar with the rest of his catalog and find out about who he was as a person.
And what was the process for you to audition or become involved with the show?
Well, the first time I did it was at a small theater in upstate New York called the Globe Theater. And I just kind of lucked out. I had worked there doing a children's production, and the producer knew that I played guitar and looked a little bit like Buddy Holly and asked me to do the role. And then it just kind of worked out from there. Then another theater found out that I had done the role there. They often, when doing the show, like to find someone who's done it before because it's so demanding. There's so many songs to learn, and it's just both acting-wise and music-wise, it's a very demanding show. So it's been a very, very good niche for me. I really love playing the role. It's definitely my favorite role I've ever played.
And I see outside of that you have some activity with a band called Ravons.
Yeah, the Ravons. We've been together since about 2011 now, when I did the show in Reno at a casino called the El Dorado Casino. I met my band members there, and the bass player is also in the show. His name's Bill Morey, so he's in my band. And yeah, when we're not doing the musical, we try to go out, and we have a couple tribute concerts that we perform, one that's just a tribute to Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and another one that's kind of a tribute to their last concert, and it also features Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, much like the end of the musical does.
I note that the historic record of film and video clips of Buddy Holly are pretty slim. And I also noted that with your band, the Ravons, and with the show Buddy, that there are some stage antics, stage activity, fun things that are going on with the band interplaying with each other. How close is that to what maybe Buddy Holly did on the road?
Yeah, like you said, there's not a lot of video of what they did. The one thing that I have seen, there is like him and the bass player Joe B really rocking out, and they're both kind of on their knees really rocking out to the music and moving around a lot. I mean, what I've read about in some of the books is that he did like to move around a lot. He was always moving his legs, and you kind of don't get to see that on his TV appearances because I think they forced them to be a little more reserved. I don't know. I've heard from some people who have actually seen him that he was pretty reserved while playing, and then I've also read in other books that he would jump around a lot. And I think I like to do more of the jump around version myself. I think it's a little more entertaining. I think the more fun that we have on stage, the more fun that the audience has too. And like our bass player does a ton of tricks that I don't think Joe B ever did. And I'm not sure how much of them will be in this version of the show. We haven't started rehearsing it yet.
Is there a difference between portraying a fictional character and someone who's an historic figure?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're allowed a lot more leeway if you're playing a fictional character to create them as you see them, whereas I like to be as accurate as possible when portraying someone who actually was alive. I think it's very important to try to get as close to how he really was as possible while still, at the same time, adding a lot of yourself as an actor into it. So it's important to kind of find that balance.
I note from the playbill that there's interaction with some of the figures who were prominent in his life at the time, not only Norman Petty, but also the musicians he worked with. What kind of a relationship do you have on stage with those people?
As far as the fellas playing the Crickets, I've worked with all three of them in the past, so we have a pretty good rapport. We've been playing together for over a year now. We've done a couple shows with all three of them, the other guitar player, the bass player, and the drummer. I think only one new face in this cast, and that's the guy playing Richie Valens, is someone who I've never worked with before. That's always fun, too, to hear a new take on a different character. And that often changes the way you interact on stage when you have another person playing another character across from you. So it's fun to find out exactly what we're going to do with each other and feel each other out. Keeps everything new and fresh, you know?
This has worked out very well for you, that you've been able to go from one program to another and be out there paying tribute, I suppose, is a good way to put it, to music that you really love. I know that you also did a show called Ring of Fire.
I love 50s music. Like I said, I grew up on the Beatles, and when I found out how much they were influenced by bands in the 50s, especially Buddy and Elvis, I got to do the opportunity to do Ring of Fire a bunch of times. I think I've done that show about 5 times now in many different forms, and that's all the music of Johnny Cash, which is a completely different style than Buddy's, so it was fun to kind of get away from the rock and roll. I guess a lot of Johnny's stuff he considered to be rockabilly too, but most of it's pretty country, and I've gotten to do a bunch of different things in that show. I've gotten to just play acoustic, and then the last time I did the show, I got to play all the Luther Perkins lead electric guitar stuff, which was definitely a learning experience and a lot of fun.
Yeah, Johnny Cash's band was only 2 people.
Yeah, it was him and the Tennessee Two. The first few times I did the show, we had a big band with a fiddle player and we had a drummer. But the last time I did the show, it was a very stripped-down version, much like his early stuff when he was with the Tennessee Two. And it was just acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and upright bass, no drums in that show.
Will this be your first time out to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
I believe so. I may have driven through it. But yeah, this is definitely my first time performing there.
I think you'll enjoy the Zollner Arts Center.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go on tour and check out all these new places that I've never been. It's going to be a blast.
I'm going to ask you this question. Because this has played such an important part in your professional life, can you sort of sum up what Buddy Holly means to you personally?
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't be where I am today without having gotten the pleasure to play this role and to have gotten this opportunity. I had always wanted to be some type of a performer, and I'd always really wanted to be a musician, even growing up as a kid, but I'd never really believed that I could do it professionally. So I tried to go into acting instead, and then taking on this role really just helped me build as a guitar player and as a singer and as a musician. I definitely owe a lot to Buddy for that. And you take a look at him as a character in the show and how much he accomplished just by the age of 22 in such a short period of time. It's really an amazing, inspirational story.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love waits. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love waits.
Todd Meredith will appear as Buddy Holly in Buddy the Musical at the Zollner Arts Center on Saturday, January 17th, for one performance only. For tickets and information, zollnerartscenter.org. For WDIY, I'm Neil Heaver.